Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes. My name's Harold Witt. I've got a couple of charges on my credit card that I'm concerned about. Maybe you can help me with it.
Okay, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. Give me one brief moment, please.
Okay. What was the last you said?
My name is Amia, A-M-I-A.
I'm sorry, I still didn't understand you.
Give me one brief moment, please. Your first and last name, may you provide that to me?
Yeah, Harold Witt, H-A-R-O-L-D, W-H-I-T-T.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Witt. And for security purposes, may you please provide me that billing address?
Yeah, it is 59 Young Drive, Candler, North Carolina.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do understand that there was a purchase that was made back on the 25th of February. It was for the aloe vera face cream and also the eye serum for the shipping and handling charges of $6.70 and $7.45. It was an all-natural product that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. I understand that you called in already to cancel the account. What seems to be the problem?
Yeah, I have two charges on the 13th and the 14th on my credit card. One of them is $91.89, and one of them is $92.90. And all I have received is the first shipment that was for whatever it was, seven something. And I'd like to request a refund on the other because I haven't received anything else and really don't want to.
Okay, so I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to look into that. Now, I do understand that they had offered you some discounts. You didn't want the discount. You want to cancel the account. However, the charges on the account are valid, sir, and this was just a recycled number to call because we had already canceled the account.
No. Listen, I got a $91 charge on the 13th and a $92 charge on the 14th. I only received that first product. That's all I received. I haven't received anything else, and I'd like to get a refund on that.
Okay, sir. The charges are valid. You did not cancel within the 14 days.
Yeah, tell me how they're valid.
Because, sir, you got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period, and if you did not cancel, then it would continue to automatically rebill.
But I haven't gotten a refill.
Rebuild, sir. It will continue to charge. But I do understand that that was the out of trial charge for the product that you received on the 3rd.
On the 3rd. I did not. The charges I'm concerned about is the 13th and the 14th. The $91 and the $92. I didn't receive another product, and I don't know why I was charged for one.
Sir, you wasn't going to receive another product for those charges that happened on the 13th. The charges that happened on the 13th was for the order that you received on the 3rd of March. The charges that happened on the 25th was only pertaining to shipping and handling.
Okay. But then on the 14th, I was charged again, $92.90 for something I haven't gotten. And that's what I'm talking about. You ought to give me a refund for that because I haven't gotten anything.
Okay, so sir, the account is canceled. Were you provided your cancellation number already?
The cancellation number? What number is that?
The one with the C in front of it.
I have my credit card statement from the credit union in front of me.
You say you have the what of the credit union?
I have the statement from the credit union. This you're talking about the big numbers there, like 107-322-266-4024 or 5399.
No, I was saying, did the previous rep provide you a cancellation number confirming your account is canceled?
No. No, he did not.
Okay, so I do have a cancellation number available for you.
Well, what about canceling and give me a refund on that $92.90, a product that I didn't receive that product?
Sir, those charges are valid. You did not cancel within the 14 days.
You mean to tell me because I didn't cancel in 14 days, I owe $91.89 and then $92.90? My gosh, for that product that we got is nearly $200.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that thing's an inch tall. It's an inch tall, and that about $200 plus the seven. It's about $200 completely. The $7 for something, the product I purchased to begin with. And then you charged me $200, nearly $200 more? What's going on here?
Okay, so, sir, I do understand they canceled the account out for you already. I do understand that you're frustrated about the charges. What I can do for you is provide you a 35% refund due to the fact that you did not cancel within the 14 days.
A 35% discount of what?
A 35% refund, sir.
Of the both charges?
Yes, sir.
Which would be what?
One person want me. One brief moment.
Okay.
That's going to be $46.45 for one of them, and the other one is still processing.
Okay.
And the other one is going to be $45.94. So do give it 3 to 5 business days in order for those funds to reappear back with your account or however long it does take your bank to release those fundings. Also, there will be an email confirming the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours. And I already provide you the cancellation number. Everything is still processed and will be done in just a second. All righty, so that everything is situated, as I stated once before, do give it 3 to 5 business days in order for the funds to reappear. Thank you so much for giving customer service a call, and you have a wonderful and positive day, all
okay,
right?
Okay, well, listen, I got a problem. The credit card has been compromised, and I had to cancel it. So what do we do with that?
Okay, so the charge is going to go back to the account that the card was associated with.
Okay, that'll work anyway since the credit card's been canceled.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. What was the number again?
46, 45, and 45.94 for your refund amount. Do give it 3 to 5 business days, or however long it does take your bank to release those funds back into the account.
Did you say there's a cancel number, though?
The cancellation number? The one I gave you with the C in front of it? I can repeat it for you.
Okay, please do. Thank you.
No problem. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
51.
51.
Mm-hmm. 69.
69.
66.
66.
B as in Bravo.
Okay.
A as in Apple.
A.
26.
A. Okay. Okay. Is that it?
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
No problem. That is your cancellation confirmation. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.